بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فضلا كرمه الله سبحانه وتعالى, we have gathered here solely for His pleasure. We should correct our intentions that we have come here to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come here to repent of our sins, to ponder, reflect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, Allah's kindness, Allah's mercy, Allah's love that He has for us. Allah has given us tawfiq of leading our salat to jama'at. May Allah accept it. Durood and salat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salawat we read. May Allah ta'ala send it to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the person recites Durood Sharif, then angels are deputed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are certain angels that their only duty is that they search for those people who are sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they convey the salam to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on a Friday we should increase our Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are moving to very difficult times and more challenges. There's more fitna that are opening every single day. Different types of fitna lashing out from all sides. All these are all minor signs of Qiyamah. And soon the major signs will start. Allah Ta'ala knows best when all those things will take place. But these are all lessons for us to open our eyes and now move towards fulfilling the maqsad and the objective why we have been sent into this world. And one of the signs, the minor signs of Qiyamah is يَذْهَبُ الصَّالِحُونَ الْأَوَّلْ فَالْأَوَّلْ. The pious people will be leaving this world one after the other. And most of you may be aware, in the last few days, so many great ulama, one after the other, they left this world. Great ulama, ulama who made great sacrifices, had so many murideen and so many students. So يَذْهَبُ الصَّالِحُونَ الْأَوَّلْ فَالْأَوَّلْ. Allah subhanahu wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned one hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not snatch away knowledge, just taking it out and snatching it away from the hearts of the people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the ulama. حَتَّى إِذَا لَمْ يُبْقِ عَالِمًا. Until when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave behind any alim. And alim means a true, genuine scholar of deen. One who is on the straight path, calling people towards haqq. So when there'll be no ulama left, ulama rabbaniyun, then the people, ittakhadha an-nasu ru'usan juhalan. They will take ignorant people as their leaders. And those ignorant people who have no knowledge of deen whatsoever, they will actually give fatwa. And they will give verdicts, and they'll pass verdicts on different masail. People will question, send questions to them, they will give answer. And the answers will be wrong. فَضَلُّوا وَضَلُّوا. They will be astray and they will lead the ummah astray. May Allah protect us. So يَذْهَبُ الصَّالِحُونَ الْأَوَّلْ فَالْأَوَّلْ. One after the other, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave this world. Great ulama will leave this world. And then the hadith of Rasulullah says that then the debris, the remains, like how we have after flood, the debris that is left, the dirt, the filth, the muck, that will be the condition of society. لا يباليهم الله بالا. The hadith actually says, كَحُفَالَةِ الشَّعِيرِ أَوِ التَّمَرِ. Like the remains, the chaff as we say, when we sift the wheat, and we see, find all the remains and the things that we don't require, and that is just discarded, it is thrown aside. Or the kajur, the peel of the kajur, what is not required, is thrown aside. Like that will be the condition of the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be bothered about the ummah. لا يباليهم الله بالة. Ulama Shurrah ibn Ibn Hafid ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi in Fathul Bari has mentioned in the explanation of this hadith, he says that Allah will not look at the ummah with a merciful glance. May Allah protect us. May Allah keep the shadow of our great ulama above us, so that we can still benefit from them. And we can benefit from their discourses. And benefit from their discourses means that we should change our lives. We should make some genuine, concerted efforts. And we should polish and cleanse our hearts. And we have gathered here, this is ta'aliman, to teach us, remind ourselves how we should make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because dhikrullah is the polish of the heart. We are saying la ilaha illallah, we are making nafi to everything besides Allah. And we have to ponder and reflect over the greatness of Allah. Our reliance, our trust, tawakkul should only be on Allah, not on ghairullah. Because ghairullah means everything besides Allah. So all those things besides Allah cannot assist us, cannot benefit us. It is only Allah who can benefit us. It is only Allah who can help us. And then we are caught up with so many types of gunas, vice, evil, pride, jealousy, anger. We have malice in our hearts. We have greed in our hearts. We have love for haram women of this world. And women have love in their hearts for haram men. Illicit relationships. Zina is taking place. It has become so rife. Gambling, cheating, lying, deceiving. We carry tales. All these things corrode the heart. And therefore we have to make dhikrullah to wash away the sins and the muck and the dirt that has gathered and that has become stuck into our hearts. La ilaha illallah. We say la to all those things. Wash it away. Illallah. Fill our hearts with the marifat of Allah, the noor of Allah, the love of Allah, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ 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 إِلَّا اللَّهُ لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا الله ما لغناؤك ما أفرما وما لخطاؤك ما أفرما يا الله فقيب سوى السد يا الله Ya Allah, kabair, saghair, gunas, we have made so many, we have committed to my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you wish, you could have punished us immediately, my Allah. But you are most tolerant, my Allah. You are most forgiving. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, you concealed our sins, my Allah. You did not expose us. You did not humiliate us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you. Ya Allah, for every ni'mat you have given us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for the fact that you concealed our sins, my Allah. And you did not expose us, my Allah. We are making shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with iman, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live and die with iman. Make us rise in the day of qiyamah, Ya Allah, with iman, my Allah. Give us kamil iman, perfect iman, my Allah. Don't make us have nifaq in our hearts, my Allah. Don't make us have qualities of a munafiq, my Allah. Protect us from kufr and shirk and bid'at, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from lying and cheating, my Allah. Protect every limb of us from all types of gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Make us become naik and salih, my Allah. Make us become pious and righteous, my Allah.
Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Give us halal and tayyib rozi. Make our sustenance become asan for us. Make us use it in the correct ways, by Allah. Protect us from consuming haram, by Allah. Protect us from haram dealings, by Allah. Protect us from riba, by Allah. Protect us from zina, by Allah. Protect us from ghibat and carrying tales, by Allah. Make our work easy for us, by Allah. Make our deen and dunya asan for us, by Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, the sweetness of iman, istiqamah, and taqwa. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become the coolness of our parents' eyes, my Allah. Make our children and grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them naik and salih, my Allah. Protect our marakis, masajid, ya Allah. Protect our makatib, ya Allah. Protect our ulama and sulaham, my Allah. Protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, especially our brothers and sisters in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is bitter cold there, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is winter, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got hardly any shelter, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no protection, my Allah. They've got hardly any food, my Allah. People have come to the aid and rescue, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you know, my Allah, how long are they going to be just supported by people, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need require your support, my Allah. Your help, my Allah. Your mercy, my Allah. Your mercy knows no bounds, my Allah. You are Arham Ar-Rahimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions for the better, my Allah. Ya Allah, improve the conditions, my Allah. Remove them completely from the difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, restore peace again in those countries, my Allah. Make Iman in Islam become strong again, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Iman in Islam come strong again, my Allah. Make us become beacons of Hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, move away the enemies of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy them, ya Allah, if Hidayat is not written for them, by Allah. Ya Allah, make us become such, ya Allah. When the non-Muslims see us, ya Allah, they have become attracted to Deen and Islam, my Allah. Make them understand that Islam is a peace-loving religion, by Allah. Make us have the akhlaq of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. All those who have passed on, my Allah, grant them maghfirat, ya Allah, and sabri jameel, my Allah, the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, especially the ulama, the akabir who have just passed on, my Allah, so many of them in the recent days, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the darajat in the akhirat higher and higher, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mutin Madina Sharif, my Allah. Baril jannatul baqee, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Houthi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us in the Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have requested duas, my Allah, except all the jais, murads, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got hajat and knees, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers are sitting here, ya Allah. They have raised their hands. Our mothers and sisters at home listening over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands. We have got different types of difficulties, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs and hajat. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya Mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Is one announcement, inshallah. The elders from India will be coming tomorrow, inshallah, to Masjid Hilal. A special program for ulama after Asr Salah tomorrow at Masjid Hilal, and after Maghrib till Isha, the program for the Awam, inshallah, all the men should try and be there. The great Buzughani Deen, elders, Dawat and Tabligh, Allah give them long life and good health. They're making the suffer sacrifice. They managed to get visas today. So we're lucky they're just coming just for 1.5 day only. So inshallah we should go for the program tomorrow after Maghrib at Masjid Hilal, inshallah. Subhanallah.